This weekend is the showcase event in women's club rugby in Ulster. Cook will meet Ballinahinch in the final of the Rosie Stewart Memorial Bowl, but unlike similar men's events, the final won't be held in the Kingspan Stadium. It will be held at Malone. So is that an appropriate venue, or is it not good enough for the biggest game of the season? Ron Higgins, who is the coach at Carrickfergus Rugby, is on the line, and so too is the sports journalist Colin Miller. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Minnick.
Ron, first of all, what do you reckon? Is this a suitable venue, or does it say something underlying is going on?
It's one of those difficult things, really, to be honest. There's got to be parity with women's rugby in Ulster. We have a situation where we have the McRae Cup, the Crawford's Cup, the Camley Cup, the Gordon West, under 14 boys, under 16 boys, 18 boys, schools plate. They all play the Kingspan, where the ladies' games are not. So you've got to treat the ladies, if you want rugby to develop in Ulster, you've got to treat the ladies exactly the same as the men.
Do you think it should be in Kingspan?
I do, yeah. Personally, I believe that every final should be celebrated Kingspan, absolutely, and the ladies especially.
And what? How do the players, how do they feel about it? Are they annoyed by this?
Very much so. Very much so. They're quite a close-knit community, the ladies rugby, and they do speak, you know, and they ask us questions as coaches. And one of the questions is, you know, why are we not playing at Kingspan? The answer is, I don't know.
Colin?
Well, yeah, I mean, the best comparison for this is if you look at the equivalent of women's football, women's GAA, and the women's football final, the IFA Women's Challenge Cup, that's played at Windsor Park, and the women's All-Ireland GAA finals are generally played at Croke Park, and the Ulster finals at Clonus. And even if you look at women's football in England, the FA Cup finals played at Wembley, so there is definitely a precedent for women's sports now being played at the big venues where the men's sports are played too. And just right as well. And you only need to look at how women's rugby has gone from strength to strength in recent years. You know, most clubs have only really been formed in the past 10 to 15 years, and there's been major advancements from that. And there's been a lot of push on promoting women's sports in general recently, and that's obviously to be greatly welcomed. You only need to look at last year's Rio Olympic Games, the success of the women's rugby sevens. And this year's Women's Rugby World Cup is going actually to be held. The final and semi-finals are going to be held at Ravenhill. It's anticipated to be the highest attended games ever. And that makes this decision even more surprising, because you have all this momentum behind the sport, behind the promotion of it. And
what do you think it is, though, Colin? What is that underlying? Because, you know, no one wants to say that there's an issue to do with sexes or sexism, but what do you think the reason is?
Well, I'm honestly not sure. I mean, as I said, the equivalent sports are generally played in those venues. People realize, people understand that women's sports are generally, a lot of these women's rugby is generally a new concept for a lot of people. You know, people aren't used to this being the case. It's not tradition for those teams to have a massive fan base. But as the sport grows, that will only naturally develop. And for that to happen, you really need these finals and these big showpiece occasions to be played at the big stadiums to attract fans and to make players more interested in playing the sport, to give them something to aim for. I think it's a massive thing, and it's always a massive day out if you're at the big stadium for a final.
Exactly. And Ron, what some people might be thinking this morning is it'll be coming up in their memory of the recent news story, the Republic of Ireland women's team, and they had complained because of the treatment they felt they were receiving. For example, sharing tracksuits, getting changed in toilets, and not getting the same treatment as the male players.
Yeah, I think because women's rugby is developing so quickly, and it is, it's coming to that situation there where we're attracting new people all the time, new players. Some of the clubs have maybe just not be able to facilitate that. You know, it's generated around men anyway. You know, it's a sort of male changing room scenario. But for rugby to develop in Ulster, the clubs have to rethink as well. You've got to put it, with these girls are putting a rugby shirt on. In essence, they are rugby players.
Well, we
so
did.
They're treated exactly the same as the guys. There could be no difference at all.
We did go to Ulster Rugby, and they were unable to provide someone to talk to us this morning. But the Ulster Branch Women's Committee have told us that over 40 fixtures are played at Kingspan every year, but it's not always the most appropriate venue. The committee, which is made up of representatives of the clubs taking part, said it was most appropriate for all the women's finals to be played as a festival at the clubs taking part, and have been rotated ever since. Ulster Branch also say that they wish to provide appropriate opportunities for players at all levels to play at Kingspan Stadium, and a working group has been established to review and make recommendations for the next season as to which games should be played there. Do you feel, is there any progress, Ron, there, or a hint that there might be?
Well, I would like to think that the branch of forward thinking as far as women's rugby goes in Ulster. We would certainly like to see next year these finals played at Kingspan. You know, the clubs make every effort to facilitate the best we can, but we're just not equipped for it, especially such an important venue, an event that's happening this weekend. You know, you've got some of probably the best women rugby players in Ulster. And I think they aspire. They want to play at Ravenhill. They want to have their families there to watch them. So I'd like to think that the branch, and I'm sure they are, I'm sure they're going to put this forward and say, look, guys, you know, we need to get this sorted out and get these girls in Kingspan.
It's difficult, Colin, just in the last minute or so that we have with the programme, but it's difficult to see how they can't make changes to make things look and appear totally the same across both sexes.
No, absolutely. I mean, this I think it's just a PR on goal, really, by the rugby authorities. I mean, you're looking at it, this is a fantastic opportunity to showcase the growing product that you have. You need to build momentum, especially with the World Cup coming up at this stadium. You know, it's the ideal opportunity. And it just feels like a massive opportunity missed, especially when you look at how many schools' cup games are played at the Kingspan's great success. I just don't understand why the women's game isn't afforded the same opportunities. And you mentioned the Republic of Ireland's women's team protest recently. I mean, their player representative said that they felt like fifth-class citizens. And if you're looking at this situation, women's rugby players must surely be feeling pretty similar if this is going to continue, because it's just not right that other sports and other teams are afforded that opportunity, and they're just not.
Okay, Ron Higgins and Colin Miller, thank you very much.